Do you believe that this planet will create massive Earth changes as it gets closer?
Well, I'm of the opinion that, this body is still a very, very significant distance away. You know, that in any kind of orbit, a planet can lie in any point in that orbit. It can be very, very close to us. It can be very, very far away. I mean, I'm talking about something that's sort of the size of Jupiter. So from my point of view, in order to have escaped detection, it's really, really got to be at almost its furthest point.
Is this that 3,600-year elliptical orbit we hear so much about?
Or more.
Or more.
Or okay. more. So it's a very significant distance away. But there are a number of mechanisms by which it could affect us. And it could be affecting us now through those. It will obviously have a very significant magnetic field. The sun has got a very significant magnetic field. If you bring two magnets on a table together, they start to interact with each other.
They sure do.
Before they get anywhere actually towards touching. And, you know, our solar system is surrounded by this sort of the solar wind pushing away from the sun creates a sort of barrier in space called the heliosphere or the heliopause. And this barrier appears to be fluctuating and changing and irregular. And it may well be that this has something to do with the movement of the dark star. So there are ways it can affect our sun, because if that happens, then it can change the way our sun interacts, and that has a significant effect on us. The other possibility, of course, is that you can have pockets of comets stuck in positions, stable positions within an orbit, that can be on the opposite side of where your major object is. So, for instance, if the dark star was at its furthest point, which it may well be at the moment,
okay,
that doesn't mean that there's not a group or cluster of comets incoming to us now, that it's on the opposite side of its orbit.
Mm-hmm.
So the Planet X thing can still have significance for prediction 2012, Mayan calendars, and so on.
Last hour, I opened up phone lines, and we're going to take calls with you in just a few moments here, Andy. But people believed, by and large, that government would not tell us if this was incoming. And then I had a few calls that said, yeah, they probably would. What do you think? Would governments tell us?
I think it's the thing that would be the biggest threat to us would be an asteroid that's just on impact coming towards us. And obviously a number of Hollywood blockbusters have been made.
And how much time do you think, if we...
You know, if you're talking about a sort of near-Earth object, something that you know where it is, you can track it, we'd have a long period of time, like decades before we know.
A few years, maybe.
Yeah. If we're talking about stuff coming in from the outer solar system, long-period comets that don't get picked up by Jupiter, or stuff that's just, we've never seen it before and it's on its way in, then, yeah, you're talking a few years. You're talking a few years for those. So, you know, potentially you could have a comet come in and we'd just be sort of seeing it now. It's just be starting to zoom up. But not a planet, George. I really have to say that. I really cannot see how a planet could have evaded detection that would be effectively just on the other side of Saturn. Right?
Yeah, I would agree too.
That's not to say there aren't mechanisms connected with a planet, because, I mean, if you look at sort of the age of the Mayans and so on, their cycles are very, very long, and they appear to have astronomical significance. So there is potentially a connection, but I just have to warn against people getting excited about the idea that there's a Nibiru is somewhere between Saturn and Uranus at the moment, because, well, demonstrably it isn't.
What did the Mayans know?
They were very keen on astronomy. They loved Venus. They were fascinated with Venus. And, of course, their calendar system was so, so complex and so difficult. I mean, they were effectively a sort of agrarian people living in the Yucatan Peninsula. And they knocked up this incredible mathematical system. They were obsessed with their calendar. You have to wonder why. Now, if there was an event that happened at some point in the very, very remote past, and that, you know... I mean, you're going into the whole sort of Atlantis debate, really. In order for us to know that a repetitive event occurs every 5,000 years or so, we as a species must have a collective memory of that series of events over a very, very long period of time. It must have happened, say, three times or so for us to be able to put the data points on a sort of mental graph and say it's going to happen then. And then you have to go into the whole sort of Atlantis debate. Was there a civilization that prefigured our understanding of, say, the Sumerian, something that goes way, way back, that allows us to say, you know, there were learned men who figured this out. So for the Mayans to have figured this out, there has to have been something that came before them that they inherited, knowledge, secret knowledge that they inherited, and perhaps secret knowledge that then is handed down to us as well.
You've got a PhD in organic chemistry, right?
Well, I don't have a PhD. I started a PhD program in San Diego. I was at the University of California, San Diego, which, by the way, is a gorgeous place.
But you're still a scientist.
I am a scientist. I completed a year. I pretty much almost got to sort of master's degree standard, but for personal reasons, I ended up leaving that and coming back to England.
Well, some of your colleagues, Andy, what do they say about these theories?
I think you would be surprised at how many astrophysicists and astronomers are open to the possibility that there is something very large out there. Up until sort of 5 or 10 years ago, the skepticism was definitely riding high. I mean, people were like, oh, this is just bunk. But because a lot of evidence has come up about the outer solar system, that certain bodies in the Kuiper Belt, aren't moving around as they should be. And there's lots of interesting sort of little pieces of anomalous evidence that have been flung up in the last few years as they've been able to get hold of this data. They're starting to scratch their heads and say, you know, something is out there, you know, messing around in the woods. Something's moving things around. We can't see it. We don't know where it is. It shouldn't be there. That's what they say, because otherwise we should have seen it. And yet something is creating these effects. So I think they're probably more open to this idea than members of the general public. That's not to say that if you sat 12 astronomers around the table, they'd all have the same opinion. They'd all have different opinions. But I think in general, you would find a significant amount of them are opening up to that idea, and particularly the ones who actually study the outer solar system.
Your opinion of Wormwood in the Book of Revelation?
Well, again, this could be tied in with this secret knowledge that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that our knowledge of the solar system, the Zechariah Sitchin ideas, the von Daniken ideas, the ideas that go back to Atlantis, Hancock, and so on. If there was a civilization, say, during the previous stage of the Ice Age, that is buried under the ocean somewhere, you know, the waters rose when the ice caps melted and flooded the civilization that was there. If there was some kind of Atlantis, and they knew about all this stuff, then that knowledge could have been passed down to us. And books of Revelation and so on, even Mr. Ezekiel, who I sort of give a nod to in my book, they would potentially be people who share that knowledge either through an oral tradition or through, as we were talking about, some sort of psychic or was it the Akashic records that they... They have somehow tuned in to stuff that the rest of us, our minds haven't quite, aren't in tune with. So yes, there's a possibility that Wormwood, I mean, there's lots of words, the Wormwood and the Destroyer and the Biru, and I call it the Dark Star, and this object goes by a lot of titles, but essentially they're all saying the same thing.